Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Batting second. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Raburn. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Matt Carson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Ramirez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Zach McAllister. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lourie Garcia. Batting second. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting third. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Kepinger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marcus Semien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. And now, play ball. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs strikes out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Raburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham strikes out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes hits a fly ball into right field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santana moves to second. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles takes first base on ball 4. Matt Carson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santana scores. There goes Aviles trying to get to second. Vecido throws the ball into Semien, who relays the ball to Beckham, who tags Aviles for the out. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with McAllister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Danks strikes out. 1 out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fegley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Semien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Semien. The throw from Gomes and he is out, Cabrera applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rayburn for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field. Vecido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham strikes out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aviles hits a line drive into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Carson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Fegley and he is out, Beckham applying the tag. Two outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAllister fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunn moves to second. One out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunn moves to third. Two outs. Jordan Danks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Danks is 0 for 1 in the game. Danks hits a fly ball into left field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rayburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santana hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rayburn moves to second. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes strikes out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Carson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Carson moves to second. Jake Petrica now pitching. Drew Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Carson moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fegley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fegley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marcus Semien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Semien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Semien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rayburn. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Semien moves to third. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham hits a line drive into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley pinch hits for Ryan Rayburn. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomes is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael Brantley now playing left field. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vecido is 0-for-2 in the game. Vecido hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Danks is 0-for-2 in the game. Danks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kepinger moves to second. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fegley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fegley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kepinger scores. Danks moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Brian Shaw now pitching. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Semien is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Semien hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ramon Troncoso now pitching. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Carson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Carson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carson is hit by the pitch. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Carson. The throw from Fegley and he is safe. Carson steals second. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive towards short. Cabrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Troncoso covering, for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes is 0-for-4 in the game. Gomes hits a line drive into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cody Allen now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a line drive beyond second. Ramirez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Dunn moves to second. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kepinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0-for-3 in the game. Vecido strikes out. Two outs. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Danks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Danks hits a fly ball into right field. Carson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.